fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet.
Hello.
How are you?
You know, I just, my bus got caught in traffic, and so I have just run up the stairs and arrived this minute.
Well, we appreciate
feeling
it.
Feeling a little bit muggy. Yeah. And I saw everyone tweeting about how cold it was, and I was like, well, you obviously aren't running.
You haven't run up the BFM stairs.
Yeah. Easy fix, go for a run. what are we talking about today? I actually have no idea what's all right on the agenda.
Well, let me set the scene. It's a misty night.
Ooh.
In Dublin. The year is 1791. We go through the doors, the grand wood doors of the Theatre Royal.
I'm trying to do Foley, but it's not working.
Nah, it's really, really good. And what? Who do we see? Richard Daly.
Ah.
Yes, he's the manager of the Theatre Royal. And he's talking to his mates, and he's like, hey, mates, I bet you all that I can invent a new word. And they're like, oh, Richard, you're crazy. You're crazed. You're a loony. It's not anything to do with those words.
Oh, okay.
You looked at me like that was significant.
We've done this one before.
No. And he goes, yeah, I'll totally invent a new word. And they're like, but it can't just be like a variation on an already existing word. And he's like, nah, it's going to be a whole new word. It's going to be totally non-derivative from anything else. And it's going to work. So cut to the next morning. We do a hard cut to someone waking up in their bed.
Okay, following. Is it sunny outside? Is it weird?
Yeah, it's sunny in the morning. Yeah, it's good. It's really nice, beautiful, pristine winter's day.
Crisp Dublin winter.
One of his mates, let's call them Bernard, looks out the window and sees on the wall across from their street, in massive chalk letters, the letters Q-U-I-Z.
Quiz,
yeah, and then
the
next shot is like all of the other people walking around Dublin, and just everywhere it says quiz, and people were going, what is quiz? And pretty soon everyone was saying quiz to mean quiz.
To mean
how'd you find that?
I would option that script. That's great.
Yeah. Did you think that was an incredible story?
I really enjoyed that.
It.
Hang on. He was like having an argument with his mates, but you can't make up a new word. And he's like, bet I can. And then quiz was the word he came up with.
Yeah, except it's not true.
Ah.
Yeah, because today we're talking about false etymologies.
Dang it.
And so this is a story that I don't know about you, but I've heard this story several times in my life.
I mean, I've literally never heard it before.
First, I thought you just made it up.
No. So we're pretty sure that this is not true.
Okay.
For one thing, quiz had appeared in type before that year.
Ah.
Also, that story didn't appear until print until 1835, which is like almost 50 years later. And also, quiz kind of meant something else before it meant quiz. It was kind of like an annoying person.
Stop you, being such a quiz.
Like they're
you
a quiz.
Bloomin' quiz.
And so we don't really know where quiz came from.
And so Richard Daly was like, you know, I can, you know, make
no,
this
he
mine.
Was long dead when the story happened.
Oh, true.
They
okay.
just picked a random historical guy. He's a real guy. But like
I that being your legacy.
Yeah, so
fake etymology of quiz.
Gonna go through a few.
I hope someone does that about me or something.
False etymologies today.
Zoe Larson Cumming invented the word banana.
Because I feel like you hear a lot of these stories, and sometimes, not to shame anyone who's texted in, people will text these in, and it's very stressful for me. I don't want to go on air and be like, this is wrong. So,
but, you know, we
to someone
have the facts
immediately
here
as they text in. So we're doing a whole one today where I'm just going to kind of vaguely talk about some of the ones that are not true. So a lot of these are acronyms.
Got you. Okay.
So golf is not gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, which you may have heard.
Yeah, I
have
kind
not
of,
heard that before.
I have heard that one before. It just increased my dislike of the sport in general. But yeah,
it was
you know.
They were rude to do that because it's not. It's one of those things where it's like a Middle Scots word. So it's so old that we don't have a real origin for it.
Okay.
But in Scotland, they've been calling it golf pretty much forever.
So have they been playing golf forever as well then?
Yeah, a long time. Got a lot of big lawns and small holes up there. Posh is not port out starboard home, which you may have heard.
I believe when we talked about shipwards, that one got texted out a few times.
So people used to say, oh, when fancy people went to on passage to India, they would go port out and starboard home so that they either could or couldn't get a tan. I can't remember. It's like, which, you know, well, it doesn't matter because it's not
depending true. Depending if Poshos not wanted true. A tan or not.
Yeah, so this is so. But this is another one where the origins are unclear, but it seems to have originated as like as military slang. So there's lots of like letters that we have from military people saying posh, and they always put it in inverted commas because they know it's like a bit.
Posh.
It's like
a little bit rude.
Not rude. It's just like. They knew they needed to mark it as the, oh, we're doing we're I'm saying this on purpose. This is not a typo.
Oh, okay, like, I'm following you. Yeah. I thought they were being like, in case my commanding officer reads this and thinks I'm being mean about him being a posho, I should probably like put it in quotes to make it soften the blow or something.
Swag is another one, and I know at primary school, I was told that swag stood for secretly we are gay.
I was told that as well.
I'm always a bit sad that that one's not true because I kind of like the idea of that one being like swag.
Yeah. No. That's like it's like a swag bag. It's like loot or booty. It's from like a 19th century thing.
Of course.
And see, I mean, the thing is, all of these are very satisfying stories, and I think that's the issue with a lot of etymology. It's murky, you know.
And it can and be, so, you know, sometimes a bit dry. Sometimes it's literally just an old word with no known origin.
When someone comes along and tells you that a popular rude word actually stands for unlawful carnal knowledge, you go, oh, that sounds actually really great. And then they just spin you this long yarn about people getting put in the stocks and stuff. And it's like, no, it's just like...
It's just a swear word. It's just a good sound to make when you cross.
It's like influenced by Anglo norm. Like, no one cares about that.
I mean, yeah. I care a little bit.
I mean, I care. I care as well. There's a lot of idioms as well.
All right, hit us with an idiom.
Idioms.
Rule of thumb. Some people say that this is because you were allowed to beat your wife with something that was as wide as your thumb.
That
but no wider.
Sounds awful.
It's totally
that's
made
horrific.
Up. It's just not true.
Well, I'm glad that's not true, to be honest. What is the rule of thumb?
It's like, it's more that you can just approximate stuff with your hands, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like much quite a lot more straightforward.
I like that one better, to be honest. I'm glad that's
this
was
because Zoe's been sending me acronyms, and one of them had a little story behind it that I looked into, and it is, I'm sorry, sadly not true.
What is the acronym?
No. Reigning is not an acronym, sorry, aphorism, a saying.
Oh, yep.
It's reigning cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Is not because cats and dogs used to hide in thatch and then fall through holes in it.
That was the meaning I heard.
That's a good story, though.
No, there's a lot of weird stories for cats and dogs, and a lot of them involve Latin. I'll let people look into it themselves. But thatch is actually extremely stable and waterproof.
Yeah, it lasts a long time as well.
It's good stuff.
What a shame.
So I'm interested to know if anyone has heard any tall tales or far-fetched yarns that they would...
You can text them through to 53955, and if there's any goodies, we'll read them out. And have you got any last ones for us there? Any faves that you've stumbled across? I quite enjoyed the quiz one, I have to say.
The quiz one was...
I like how we, like, apparently wrote it in chalk on the wall.
Just walked around tagging things.
On a winter's morn.
It's very like, aha!
quiz.
Does anyone remember there was like a period of time maybe 4 or 5 years ago in central Auckland where someone had just tagged Billy over loads of things, and it just seemed like such a crack up tag to me. It's just like Billy, any particular cool font or anything. It was just that word, just that name everywhere.
Was that Billy Apple?
No, it was not Billy Apple.
I've got one more.
Okay, nice. Go on.
Gossip. This is what it is, so dumb. The idea is that that politicians who wanted to find out what their constituents were thinking, you know, what the word on the street was, what the
gossip
was, what the goss was, they would tell their people, their lackeys, they would say, go sip some ale.
I wish that one was true.
Go sip some ale. Yeah, no, it's much more boring. It's like there's an old English word, godsib, which is like, it's like a god, it's like a godparent. They like sponsor you at baptism. So it's like, you know, I think they're like the one in the family. It's like, you know, it's like,
yeah, I follow.
You like how people think of aunts.
Sexism.
It's like, yeah. Sexism. Yeah. Sexism against godsibs.
Godsibs. Okay. So that one is not as crack up. It's just a word.
I also heard quite a rude one about embarrassment. But I can't repeat that on the radio.
You can Google that one in your own time. Amelia Discreet, thank you very much for bringing us fake etymology today. I've enjoyed all these stories being crushed this morning. It's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah, sorry to crush anyone's dreams. This was originally going to be much more boring, and I was going to be like, it should be nauseated, not nauseous. But
I thought this would be more fun.
Yeah. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.